This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado will have a new Senate president and other Democratic leaders in that chamber for the upcoming legislative session. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Democratic Senator James Coleman will lead the Senate next year. Coleman is from Denver and previously served as Senate President Pro Tem. After his selection, he told his colleagues he's come a long way to this position.
My yearbook did not say that I would ever run for office. I can't tell you what it said because it'd probably be inappropriate, but I was most likely to not be here because of so many people I've been blessed to learn and grow and develop into a leader.
House Democrats meet Monday and are expected to reelect their top leadership. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Turnout for Tuesday's election now stands at 80% of active voters. That's slightly down from the last presidential election when 86% of Colorado's active voters returned their ballots. All told, 45% of ballots came from unaffiliated voters, 28% from Democrats, and 25% from Republicans. There is likely to be a lot of snow falling overnight through tomorrow morning. Joel Gratz is a meteorologist with Open Snow.
This storm is not done yet, and it's going to hit the Front Range. It's going to hit the foothills west of the Front Range, and it will likely hit the mountains, at least back toward the Continental Divide and probably about as far west as Vail and maybe Aspen and Beaver Creek.
Several ski areas open today, and in southern Colorado, this week's snow total could be over 2 feet. CETA is asking people to stay off the roads, especially east of I-25 and south of I-76. This is CPR News.